ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभाम व्यास शंकर मत देवाय तस्मै नमः ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः So today, we are supposed to begin the fifth chapter. And I want to make it very clear. Bhagavan's teaching actually started from the second chapter, 11th verse. And thereafter, in the second, third, and the fourth chapter, which you have completed, in all these three chapters, the two important topics only were discussed. What has been made clear is that Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga, these two are two committed lifestyles, and between these two there is no choice. Because between two committed lifestyles, there is no choice, because one lifestyle is a means, another lifestyle is an end. If there are two means, the choice between the two is possible. If there are two ends, then choice between the ends is possible. Between the Karma Yoga and the Jnana Yoga, there's no choice, because Karma Yoga is a means and Jnana Yoga is the end. Again, Jnana Yoga becomes the means and Moksha in terms of Jnanam becomes the end. Why? Because Jnanam and Moksha are identical. Even though we can say in the beginning, Karma Yoga is the means, Jnana Yoga has the end, and Jnana Yoga becomes the means, then Jnanam becomes the end, and Jnanam is the means, Moksha is the end. There are six words now. Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Jnanam, Moksha. The four words. The four words. There's a connection between the four. It means moksha. We say jnanam is the means, moksha is the end. In fact, moksha is what is ultimately sought after. Therefore, moksha is the end. But jnanam itself is moksha. Therefore, we can say moksha, jnanam and moksha are identical. Therefore, they can be reduced to one word, moksha. Therefore, Jnana Yoga is the sadhanam for the sadhyam called moksha in terms of jnanam. Then Karma Yoga is the means and Jnana Yoga is the end. Therefore, ultimate end is jnanam, which is moksha. In between these two lifestyles are sequentially become the means. For there's no choice between Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. From the standpoint of Jnanam, the Moksha, Jnana Yoga is the means. And from the standpoint of Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga is the means. So this lifestyle, committed lifestyle called Karma Yoga, is the sadhana means for preparing the mind for Jnana Yoga. And Jnana Yoga is the means for the attainment of Jnanam. Jnanam is, even though Jnanam is said to be the means for Moksha, Jnanam itself is Moksha. This must be very, very clear. There's no choice between these things. And this has to become very clear. And many people who are given to the study of the Vedanta Shastram, somehow they have doubts always. Some people may think Karma Yoga is enough, you know, bhakti is enough, we don't need to intellectual exercise called Jnana Yoga. Some people think rituals are useless, Jnanam is important. Some people think Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, everything is useless, meditation is enough. So people have their own confusions. In fact, Krishna wanted to make this one thing very clear, that there is no choice between these two sadhanas. Sadhana means here discipline, spiritual disciplines. Why do we call them spiritual disciplines? Because disciplines ultimately aimed at the spiritual wisdom in terms of self-knowledge. And it is absolute knowledge, absolute wisdom. It is this knowledge which liberates, the only means for moksha. Therefore, this is spiritual sadhana. Therefore, what becomes the end and what becomes this means, that has to be understood from the standpoint. If moksha being the end is very clear, then definitely jnanam is the only means. And jnanam itself is the moksha. And if jnanam is the end, then definitely shravanam, jnana yoga, discipline of jnana yoga, involving three steps, in terms of shravanam, mananam and nididhyasanam, becomes the means and jnanam is the end. If jnana yoga, if karma yoga is the means, definitely the end is jnana yoga. Karma yoga prepares the mind for jnana yoga. Once this connection is understood, definitely the choice of end validates the choice of the means. The choice of the means validates the choice of the end. The means and the end are mutually complementary. Krishna wanted to make it very clear. Chapter after chapter after chapter, Krishna teaches not to make this order clear. Okay, again, in this chapter also, Krishna makes this order much clearer. There is always a confusion regarding this discipline, spiritual discipline. And here, anyone, everyone can definitely lead two types of lifestyles. The lifestyle involving activities in society, and the other lifestyle involving withdrawal. Seclusion. So pravrityatmakaha margaha, nivrityatmakaha margaha. Pravrityatmakaha margaha, nivrityatmakaha margaha. So pravrityatmakaha margaha means the life of activities, and the nivrityatmakaha margaha means the committed lifestyle of seclusion, a life where one withdraws oneself. Therefore, life of activity, the life associated with the society involving activities is known as Grihastha Ashramaha. The stage, householder's stage. Then withdrawing oneself, living in seclusion, is known as Sannyasa Ashramaha. And hence, there are these two stages, otherwise called two ashramas, allotted, kept available for every human being. So in ancient times, a student who goes to the residential school called Gurukulam lives in Gurukulam for a few years, 10 to 15 years or 20 years. Afterwards, these ashramas, these two stages of life, two ashramas are there for them. They can choose. One can choose to get married, enter into a householder's life, take to a grihastha ashrama jivanam. We can take to a householder's life. Or it is possible for one to take to a life of renunciation, a life of withdrawal called sannyasaha. We are going to see Bhagavan uses a word nishtha, nishtha, to mean a lifestyle, a committed lifestyle. Nishtha means a committed lifestyle. So previously, the subject matter of the means sadhana was discussed. Now, the lifestyle, the topic of lifestyle is a nishtha, is discussed. If these two lifestyles are committed lifestyles, which is a better lifestyle? Definitely, it is my choice between the two. Krishna emphasizes that regarding the lifestyle, one has a choice regarding the lifestyle. One has a choice, but between these two lifestyles, as karma yoga and jnana yoga, there's no choice, that everyone has to go through the life of karma yoga initially to prepare the mind. Thereby one has to go through jnana yoga to accomplish the jnanam. And jnanam is important for moksha, because the bondage is caused by ajnanam, ignorance. Therefore, there's no choice here. It is made clear that one can get married, one can live a life of a householder, or one can choose to, or one can skip this ashrama and become a, take to life of sannyasa and live one's life alone in seclusion. The teaching given emphasis is whether a person follows this lifestyle or that lifestyle, there's no choice between the sadhanas. Whether a person lives a life of, a person enters into a life of karma yoga, lives into a grihastashrama life, or one chooses to live a life of sannyasa, for all of them, there's no choice between the sadhanas. A sannyasi or a grihastha, both of them have to go through a life karma yoga if they are not qualified for jnanam. And both of them have to go through jnana yoga if the end is jnanam. And both of them need jnanam for moksha. So there's a choice is between the two lifestyles. one can choose to become a sannyasi directly from Grihastha Brahmacharya Ashrama, or one can choose to become a sannyasi later on by going through all the ashramas, or one can choose to get married and into Grihastha's lifestyle. Which lifestyle we choose is not, doesn't matter. That is possible. But here, for moksha, there's no choice. A grihastha or a sannyasi, for both of them, for moksha, jnanam is the only means. And for jnanam, whether a grihastha or a sannyasi, jnana yogaha is the only discipline which is a means for jnanam. And a grihastha or a sannyasi, definitely the way of life, karma yoga is a means to prepare the mind for jnanam. So, irrespective of the lifestyle chosen, everyone has to go through these twofold sadhanas sequentially in terms of karma yoga and jnana yoga, ultimately for jnanam, which is moksha. Therefore, what is made clear is whether a person is a karma, whether a person is a householder, a grihastha, a grihastha ashrami, or a sannyasa ashrami, householder or a renunciate, whatever is the life, one has to definitely go through, one has to perform karma, one has to go through karma yoga. And thereafter, one has to go through jnana yoga. So both of them have to follow karma and jnanam. And the karma here means the activities associated with both the ashramas are known as ashrama dharmaha. The activities, the lifestyle involving the activities, and those activities associated with the given lifestyle together is known, are known by one term, ashrama dharmaha. Grihastha ashrama dharma and sannyasa ashrama dharmaha. Ashrama dharmaha means the activities associated with the lifestyle, which means activities are there in both the ashramas. But there's a difference in activities. So, performance of one's own ashrama dharmas, the duties, activities associated with a given lifestyle, which is together known by the word ashrama dharma, and those, the performance of those duties following the ashrama dharma comes a yoga, karma yoga. Even a sannyasi who follows the sannyasa ashrama duties associated with the sannyasa ashrama, a sannyasi following his sannyasa ashrama dharma means doing the activities associated with the sannyasa ashrama becomes a karma yoga for a sannyasi. So performance of ashrama dharmas, one's own ashrama dharma, becomes a preparatory discipline, karma yoga. Please listen to me carefully. A sannyasi, sannyasa ashrama has its own duties. Grastha ashrama has its own duties. Therefore, both the ashramas involve activities. The difference in activities, but the activities are there in both the ashramas. And the performance of those duties pertaining to one's own ashrama, following one's own ashrama dharma, becomes a preparatory discipline, a karma yoga for people of both lifestyles. So Grihastha has got his own way of performing. Grihastha has got a set of activities in terms of performance of pujas, the chantings, the prayers, etc. So there, what he chants, what sort of worship he does, etc., different. Whereas a sannyasi, a person who was given to less sannyasa also, has his own things to do. It means he also has certain rituals and prayers and pujas, etc. So what they do, how they worship, what they chant, you know, that there may be difference. But both of them have their own specific duties. Suppose ordinary householder, if he is given to the discipline of regularly doing some chanting of suktams, like Purusha Suktam, Vishesh, you know, Sahasranama Stotram, or so many other stotras are there, etc. He is given the discipline of doing some parayanam. At the same time, the person who is given to a life sannyasa also has certain things to be recited. In fact, he is supposed to read all the Upanishads, recite the Upanishad mantras, and he can memorize them, he can chant them, and even not only the mantras, even the commentaries on those mantras can memorize, and he can just utter them. Therefore, what a person, what he reads, what he memorizes, what he does, that difference, but both of them are involved in activities. A sannyasi is also involved in activities. A grihastha is also involved in activities. There may be difference in what they are chanting. The chanting, the discipline of chanting is there. There may be difference in the rituals they perform, but both of them are involved in certain things. Therefore, there may be difference in what they do, but the doing is there on the part of a grihastha and a sannyasi. And this is how a karma, grihastha or sannyasi gradually become qualified for jnana yoga. Simply wearing saffron robes, thereby who has taken to life sannyasa does not become qualified for jnanam, jnana yoga, unless he lives his sannyasa ashrama, he performs his ashrama dharmas as a preparatory discipline. Therefore, Krishna makes it clear that whichever ashrama one happens to go through, has to go through, and one has to, definitely one has one's own swadharma, one's own duties pertaining to one's ashrama. And following one, that ashrama dharma, one's own dharma in keeping with one's ashrama, called swadharma anushthanam. And swadharma anushthanam becomes what? Karma yoga. Swadharma anushthanam means doing one's own duties. Swadharma anushthanam. A karma yoga, a grihastha has his own duties. A sannyasi has his own duties. And both duties in terms of, they both require to do activities. And doing those activities in conformity with dharma is karma yoga. Therefore, swadharma anushtana means sannyasi's duties do not become swadharma of for a grihastha. A grihastha's duties do not become swadharma of a sannyasi. Swadharma means the duties, activities pertaining to one's own ashrama. So ashrama dharma is swadharma. And when only when one does one's own ashrama dharma, one's own swadharma, then it becomes a preparatory discipline, a karma yoga. So performance of swadharma, doing one's own duties, one's own ashrama dharmas gradually, effortlessly will help one to move on to jnana yoga. So if the preparedness required for jnana yoga is there, then naturally, irrespective of what the lifestyle the person was went to, that person can move on to the jnana yoga. A prepared minded sannyasi, a prepared minded grihastha, both of them can, you know, alone can go to jnana yoga. And jnana yoga means what? Jnana yoga is nothing but self-enquiry. Enquiry into the nature of the reality obtaining as one's own self. Swa-swarupa vicharaha. Atma-vicharaha. And this atma-vichara has to be done only with the help of the shastram. Therefore, we can say there's no such a thing called enquiry into the nature of one's own self. Independent enquiry into the nature of one's own self is not there. Always enquiry into the nature of one's own self is with the help of the Vedanta Shastram. Therefore, Vedanta Vicharaha is enquiry into subject matter of the Upanishads is called Vedanta Vicharaha. And Vedanta Vicharaha is nothing but enquiry into the nature of one's own self. Therefore, if the preparedness is there by following one's own ashrama dharma as a grihastha, one becomes qualified thereby one can move on to Jnana Yoga. Similarly, by performing one's own ashrama dharmas as a sannyasi, also becomes qualified. Thereby one can move on to Jnana Yoga, which means Jnana Yoga, as I said, nothing but Vedanta Vishaya Vicharaha. That Vedanta Vishaya Vicharaha is inquiring the nature of subject matter of the Shastram, is nothing but inquiring into the nature of the reality obtaining as one's own self. So when does a person become qualified for this? This only when a person moves on to Jnana Yoga, which means one must have lived a life of Karma Yoga. One must have performed one's own duties. So dharma, one must have followed one's own duties as yoga. Which means a householder as well as a sannyasi, whatever lifestyle a person has chosen, still both of them need to approach, need to study the Shastram with the help of the teacher. Because you know very well, inquiry into the nature of the self, Vedanta Vishaya Vicharaha, subject matter of the inquiry into subject matter of the Shastram is actually the inquiry into the nature of the reality. Inquiry into the nature of the reality of the whole is actually inquiry into the nature of one's own self. And this inquiry is the only means for Jnanam. And Jnanam is only means for Moksha. Therefore, irrespective of what lifestyle the person has chosen, they both have to, both the ashramis have to go through this choicelessly. This is the order. And once they go through this, whether a grihastha goes through this lifestyle, goes through his order, or a sannyasi goes through this discipline of shravanam, vidhyasanam, etc., naturally he alone attains jnanam, as a result of which one becomes free from bondage, one attains moksha. Therefore, what is made clear here is that definitely there's no choice between the disciplines. There's no choice between the disciplines. No choice between the sadhanas. What are the sadhanas? Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. Between them, there's no choice. But between the ashramas, between the lifestyle, the choice is possible. And hence, again the question may come, okay, whenever choice comes, the confusion comes along with the choice. Then the question is possible. You will not ask, once we are very clear, between these two sadhanas, there's no choice. Both are committed lifestyles which have to be followed sequentially, means there's no choice, therefore no question will ask. The question will not rise which of the two is better, because you know both have to be followed. But between styles, the choice is there. When the choice is there, the question comes, which of these two lifestyles is superior or better? And here, it is very important to remember the fact that each lifestyle has its own advantages and disadvantages. In both the lifestyles, advantages are there, disadvantages also there, difficulties also are there, hardships are there. No lifestyle is completely encumbrance free, problem free lifestyle in both the lifestyles. Okay. In living a life grihastha, also there are advantages and a lot of difficulties. In living a life of sannyasi, also definitely hardships are there, difficulties are there, such advantages also are there. Therefore, if a person lives the life of a householder, a grihastha ashram, ashrami, then definitely he has many advantages. Suppose if the grihastha ashrama is not at all advantageous, then we cannot see anybody entering into grihastha ashrama at all. Similarly, it's only difficulties are there in sannyasa ashrama also, then we cannot find any sannyasis. A lot of advantages also are there in living life sannyasa also. But it also involves a lot of other difficulties. But so hardships, hurdles, obstacles, difficulties, disadvantages, as well as advantages are there in both the lifestyles. Doesn't matter which lifestyle you choose to live. Whichever lifestyle you choose to live, both have advantages and disadvantages. Both have a lot of desirable factors and disabled factors. But both ashramas have their own specific ashrama, the duties. And which is otherwise called Swadharma, and following the Swadharma alone helps a person to prepare his mind for Jnanam, ultimately to prepare himself for Jnana Yoga. This is made clear. Therefore, Krishna emphasizes that one, irrespective of which ashrama one chooses to live, but everyone has to go through both the discipline sequentially in terms of Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga, ultimately for Jnanam, which is Moksha. This is the teaching regarding the disciplines. And this is the teaching regarding the lifestyles. This is the teaching regarding the sadhanam and nishtha, which is the teaching regarding the disciplines and the lifestyle, committed lifestyle. And Bhagavan made it clear in the previous chapters. And here also, Arjuna still has a doubt. So Bhagavan Krishna's efforts in the very beginning repeatedly is clarifying this doubt, that there is no choice between the two lifestyles. There's no choice between the two sadhanas, two disciplines. There's no choice between two disciplines, but a choice between lifestyles is there. In fact, when a person, after going through karma yoga, when a person goes through this jnana yoga, and naturally, he also goes through sannyasa. Which means everyone one day has to go through sannyasa mentally. So as Arjuna is going to ask now, we're going to see that he needs to become much clearer. That Arjuna first wanted to know the lifestyle. Arjuna's interest was first in knowing the lifestyle, committed lifestyle, nishtha. Why he had the doubt? Why he had to ask? Because there is a problem involved. Why the problem? If the choice is involved, if the choice is there, then which is better? That in choosing, in finding out which of the two is better than the other, that, you know, once choice is there, having a choice itself is a problem. Why? Because once choice is there, then there is a difficulty of making a decision. Because deciding something involves effort. And a decision becomes difficult only if there is a choice. Okay. And here, there's difference, there's a choice in lifestyle. Therefore, Arjuna's query was regarding the lifestyle nishtha, committed lifestyle. There are many people who are emotionally very weak and they never want to make their own decisions. They expect others to decide for them. And so that they can put the blame also on others. See, wanting things to be decided by other people is also one of the psychological imbalance. Or you can say it is some sort of a problem. It's an emotional issue. Not being able to make decisions, or even if you're able to make a decision, not wanting to take the responsibility of making a decision and wanting another person to decide for oneself is actually an expression of a psychological problem. Because there is somewhere underneath, there is the fear, anxiety, the fear of not being able to, the fear of not being able to or not wanting to face the consequences. Consequences of one's own decisions. Definitely it's expression of fear. That is why I said not wanting to make a decision or not being able to make a decision is actually expression of one symptom of a psychological problem. We all have the problem. We all have. Because to decide to make a decision, one must be emotionally strong. And the EQ, emotional quotient, is not maintained well, which means once emotionally, if you are not stable and strong, then this problem of not wanting to make a decision, the problem of not being able to decide will be there. And now we can understand when Arjuna is not an exception. Arjuna stands for all human minds, which is very natural for us to have this the difficulty, to have the problem. Therefore, Arjuna's question is what now is going to be, you're going to say, if both the ashramas are fantastic, oh, grihastha ashramaha, very good. Sannyasa ashramaha, very good. In both the committed lifestyles are preferable. Both the lifestyles are good. They serve their own purpose. Therefore, Arjuna's question is, which of these two lifestyles, because Krishna praises both, which of these two lifestyles is better? If one is better than the other, and I do not know what it is, I cannot decide for myself what is better. Therefore, I want your help, Krishna. I want you to decide and tell me which of the two lifestyles is better. Therefore, here there's no choice between the two sadhanas. Whoever is the human being, every human being, irrespective of one's ashrama, irrespective of one's varna, irrespective of one's ashrama, the stage of life, irrespective of the varna, and every human being has to go through all the disciplines ultimately for jnanam, which is mokshaha. So, in the previous chapter, that is the fourth chapter, we saw Bhagavan discussing the jnani, wise person, who would have been a householder or a sannyasi. Living, following the strictly being given to the lifestyle of sannyasa, one might have become a jnani. Being strictly given to the lifestyle of householder grihasthashrama, also one might have become a jnani. Therefore, Krishna actually talked about the wise person, a jnani, in the fourth chapter. If you want to know, remember, in fourth chapter, in two verses, the 20th verse, the 21st verse, Krishna actually discussed about the people of these two ashramas. In both the verses, he talks about wise person, a jnani. But the person who has become a jnani living a householder's life is discussed in the 20th verse. And the person who has become a jnani living sannyasa ashrama, following sannyasa ashrama. Therefore, there is no choice at all between the disciplines. So we can take one more step extra we can think about now. So whether a human being is, irrespective of his caste, community, nationality, the creed, the culture, for all of them, there's no difference between, there's no choice between these two disciplines. Even if they don't want to call it Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga, etc., one has to remember the fact that one has to live a disciplined life of values in order to prepare his mind for Jnana. One has to go through this discipline of Jnana Yoga involving these steps called Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhyasanam, etc., ultimately for moksha through jnanam. But Bhagavan Krishna discussed about the people of both the ashramas. Therefore, Arjuna's question is, Arjuna's question expresses his confusion. Arjuna's question expresses his confusion. The confusion is because Bhagavan Krishna discussed these twofold, this is about the ashrama. Doesn't say ashrama directly, but at least implied there. And Arjuna now happened to be in a given situation that where he is really already afflicted, emotionally shattered, and naturally he wants to choose. His interest was in choosing a life of renunciation, a life of withdrawal, sannyasa. Arjuna preferred choosing a sannyasa lifestyle because why did he prefer choosing a sannyasa life? Of course he did not. Krishna did not let him, but Arjuna preferred choosing sannyasa lifestyle. Why? Because there is a big problem and he had to make up his mind to kill people who are non-righteous. Of course, he wanted to kill, he was supposed to kill non-righteous people, but even deciding to kill people who are non-righteous, it was effort. It was possible for him to remain quiet when he was listening to things about sannyasa. Again, the misconception, oh, in the sannyasa lifestyle, there are no problems. Many people, in fact, suddenly abscond from the householder's life and they want to go to different ashrams. And they think leading a spiritual life, wearing saffron robes as a sannyasi, you know, that lifestyle, with changing the lifestyle, one can escape from problems. There's a thinking. Because this is thought of moving away from one ashrama to the other, especially from grihastha ashrama to sannyasa, you know, suddenly comes because of not that person wants to change his lifestyle, but the desire to change the lifestyle comes when a person happens to go through a lot of problems in life. It is the problems in life that one has to face and go through. Those problems, they corner the person to think that sannyasa is better. So he prefers sannyasa lifestyle. It's natural for anyone, whoever wants to become sannyasi, sometimes they want to escape from the householders, the problems of faced with householders' life. Problems faced by householder. And here, Bhagavan Krishna begins his teaching in the 5th chapter. Giving an answer to resolve this confusion based on confusion about the committed lifestyles. Confusion pertaining to the committed lifestyles. Whether living a life of sannyasaha, living a life of renunciation is better, or choosing a life of a householder is better. This is what we need to understand here. To begin the fifth chapter. So Bhagavan Krishna is going to put an end to all the queries regarding a committed lifestyle called sannyasa lifestyle. So in the 5th chapter, Bhagavan is going to clarify the doubts regarding the sannyasa ashramaha. And that's why the very chapter is known as Jnana Karma. Previously we saw Jnana Karma Sannyasa Yogaha. Now the chapter is called Karma Sannyasa Yogaha. Jnanena கர்மனஹ சந்நியாசக ஞான கர்ம சந்நியாசக ப்ரீவியஸ் சாப்டர் renunciation of actions through knowledge. But here karma sanyasa yoga the whole chapter is going to be a thorough analysis of sanyasaha, a life of withdrawal, life of renunciation. So Arjuna's question will not come to end, which means Arjuna does not become clear-headed immediately. His confusion will be there even after that. So it's good. So he'll be asking, Krishna will be answering, and it'll be good for us, for our clarity. In fact, sometimes Arjuna's confusion, listen to Arjuna's, what Arjuna's confusion is, that is how we know that we also have the same confusion. We are so naive that we do not even know what we're confused about. So Arjuna's question is better to know how Arjuna is confused, so that we also may have such confusions and we can have our confusion also resolved. Okay. Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha. Karma Sanyasa Yogo Nama Panchamodhyayah. You have to remember in this context, the chapter begins with Arjuna's question again, which means Arjuna is still confused. And Krishna is going to give a complete thorough answer here itself. Even then, Arjuna's confusion is going to be there continuously. And again, Arjuna's question will be there even in the 18th chapter, in the very first verse, there'll be a question regarding sannyasa. So you can make out. Finally, he'll say, okay, all my doubts have gone. We'll see that, okay? Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha Karma Sanyasa Yogo Nama Panchamodhyayah Arjuna Uvacha Sanyasam Karmanam Krishna Punaryogancha Shamsasi Yet Shreyayetayorekam Tanme Bruhi Sunischitam. Arjuna Uvacha Sanyasam Karmanam Krishna Punaryogancha Shamsasi Yachreyayetayorekam Tanme Bruhi Sunischitam. Hey Krishna, vocative case. Tvam Shamsasi. I'm very happy. You all know let, simple present tense verb, second person verb, shamsasi. means subject is understood. Tvam shamsasi. Arjuna tells Krishna, Tvam shamsasi. Hey Krishna, you praise. You praise means you are really praising. What do you praise? Krishna, Tvam kim shamsasi? Karmanam sanyasam shamsasi. Karmanam sanyasam shamsasi. Krishna, you praise renunciation of activities. Karmanam, positive plural. Sanyasam, objective, singular. You praise renunciation. Tvam sanyasam shamsasi. You praise renunciation. Sanyasa's object. Renunciation of what? Of karmanam. Karmanam sanyasam tvam shamsasi. You praise renunciation of activities. Punaha, again, after praising, glorifying the renunciation of activities, actions, punaha again, yogam cha shamsasi. And again, you praise yogam. Karma yoga. You praise karma yoga. You praise renunciation of actions. And again, you praise karma yoga. It means, karma yoga means what? Karma yoga. You praise both. So karma yoga implies a householder's lifestyle. Every householder is supposed to live a life of karma yoga. And you also praise what? Karmanam sanyasaha. So karmanam sanyasaha implies sanyasi lifestyle. So life of renunciation, life of withdrawal, life of seclusion is implied by the word karmanam sanyasaha. And karma yoga implies householder's lifestyle, two lifestyles. And Krishna praises both. The Arjuna has a confusion now. You praise both. So karmanam sanyasam shamsasi. You praise, you glorify the renunciation of actions means you are indirectly glorifying the committed lifestyle called life of withdrawal sanyasaha. Punaha yogam shamsasi means you praise karma yogaha, which implies a householder's life, grihastha ashrama. You praise both the ashramas, Krishna. Etayoho yat shreyaha etayoho. Yat shreyaha etayoho. Which is better of these two? Etayoho. Recently we did the class. See, I can see smile and Tristan's face. Krishna Jesus is very happy. Etayoho. All of you are happy, I know. Etayoho yat shreyaha. Which of these two is better? Yat shreyaha. Yat shreyaha. Tanme bruhi sunischitam. ஏத்தையோ யத் ஸ்ரேயஹ தத் மே ப்ரூஹி சுநிச்சிதம். ஏத்தையோ யத் ஸ்ரேயஹ தத் ஏகம் சுநிச்சிதம் மே ப்ரூஹி. Of these two committed lifestyles, which of the two is better? Shreya means, in fact, good. So, sunischitam me bruhi. So, nischitam means, you know, having, even nischitam is a participle, which means decided. But here you have to take it as definite. So nischita means doubtlessly, definitely. Okay, me bruhi. Please definitely tell me which of the two is better. Which of the two is suitable, good for me. Which lifestyle should I choose? Arjuna does not want to decide for himself. He wants Krishna to decide for himself. For him. Please remember, karmanam sanyasaha, renunciation of actions, stands for sanyasa ashramaha, a committed lifestyle. And karma yogam, yoga, the word yogam stands for karma yoga, and karma yoga stands for here grastashrama. So between these two, both ashramas you praise Krishna. Of these two, which two is better? Please definitely tell me one which is better. This is the question. So Krishna in four chapters, the second, third and fourth, in three chapters, even the maids, as I said in the very beginning, in my introduction, made very clear, there's no choice between the disciplines, sadhanas. Because absolute ultimate end is moksha, which is nothing, jnanam itself is moksha. And for that, jnanam, jnana yoga is the only means. And for jnana yoga, one must be prepared for which karma yoga is the means. That is why karma yoga is an indirect means for moksha. Jnana yoga is the direct means for moksha. So there should not be any confusion. And here everyone has to go through this. Both. In sadhanas, there is no choice. This was made very clear. But Arjuna's confusion, doubt is still there. Therefore, the very question expresses his confusion or the doubt. See, in the Vedanta Shastram and Veda Shastram itself, and in all other scriptural literature based reflecting the Vedic vision, in all of them, always a lot of things will be appreciated, highly praised, in keeping with the context. Suppose if something is praised in a given context, and in some other context, the same thing what is praised in another, some other context will not be praised. So, if so many things are glorified in different contexts, different means are praised in different contexts, different ends are praised in different contexts. How important marriage is? Shastra will talk. And the reasons why marriage is important. At the same time, and how, you know, Sannyasa is important. Another place we'll be talking. Like that, everything will be in a given context, different things will be praised. So Shastram praises everything. Because Shastram praises everything, we should not get confused. We should not be confused in choosing what should be in take, having our priorities. That's why it's very important to know what becomes the means for which end. That's very, very important. All the ashramas will be praised. Brahmachari ashrama will be praised. Grihastha ashrama will be praised some other context. In one context, you know, Vanaprastha ashrama also will be appreciated. Finally, Vyas Shankaracharya in his commentaries, sannyasa will have its own unique place. So, there's a need, a necessity for them, for each ashrama to be praised in a given context, in keeping with the given needs. Why should the scripture praise a person who is given to the householders, who is given to the lifestyle of a householder? A grihastha ashrami should be, why should he be praised? A grihastha ashrami is praised in a given context because it is the grihastha ashrami who can feed a sannyasi. A grihastha ashrami is the main person who is a big support, who can support the people of all three other ashramas. A brahmachari cannot earn. Brahmachari is dependent on a sannyasi, grihastha ashrami. A student is dependent on a householder. A vanaprasthi, having retired, he is also now dependent on a sannyasi, grihastha, householder. A sannyasi, of course, you know, also is dependent on a householder. So in Vedic culture in India, a grihastha ashrami must do a lot of things, must make a lot of money so he can spend for all protection of dharma, so that he can, he'll be the giver. Grihastha ashrami is the giver. Other three ashramis are the receivers. Okay. Therefore, grihastha ashrami actually needs to be glorified. Therefore, if a grihastha ashrami doesn't have anything and other ashramis cannot survive, therefore the one who is there, only people of four are different, there's no fifth ashrama, there are only four ashramas. In a majority society, you know, in all people of all three ashramas have to be supported by one ashrami called the grihastha ashrami. Naturally, he deserves all the praise. So, Shastram definitely praises a grihastha ashrami. Therefore, a grihastha, a sannyasi cannot, need not keep oneself away from the grihastha ashrami. Grihastha ashrami also need not keep, nobody keeps, needs to keep one, anyone away from the other. We have to be live together, but there are receivers and there are givers. So here, Arjuna's question is, if that both of them are praised, so which lifestyle should Arjuna now need? Choose. In the heart of the heart, Arjuna has a preference for sannyasa ashrama. So it's important. It is also important for some people to withdraw and to live their lives quietly in seclusion. So for a person to be a part of society and to do the needful, then it is not possible for a person to keep himself, you know, aloof. And if a person keeps himself aloof, withdraws himself, then he is not eligible to be in society as well, which means he cannot be part of society. So Arjuna's question is, it is difficult to be a grihastha at the same time to withdraw from everything, and it is difficult for one to withdraw and to be in society. Therefore, which of the two? Yat shreyaha yetayoho yat shreyaha tad yekam nischitam bruhi. Please tell me definitely. No, we'll see the answer. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Sanyasah Karma Yogascha Nishreyasakaravubhau Tayostu Karma Sanyasat Karma Yogo Visishyate. Bhagavan is going to say, Krishna, Arjuna, you, both the lifestyles have their own glories, but you deserve, you have to choose to live a life of karma yoga, which means you have to live a householder's life. Poor Arjuna expected Krishna to choose a sannyasa lifestyle for him. But Krishna chose a householder's lifestyle for Arjuna. We'll see next class. Is it clear now? Today's class, is it clear? The third chapter, Arjuna asked a question. There, the question was about the choice between the two sadhanas. That was made very clear. There's no choice between the two sadhanas. But now the question is the choice between two lifestyles. Is it clear? Okay. Who can choose which lifestyle? Whoever chooses whichever lifestyle, in keeping with one's preparedness, all of them have to go through both the sadhanas sequentially. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamivavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.